This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, during Operation Mahadev yesterday, the Indian Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police neutralized the three terrorists who were involved in the Pahalgam terror attack. He said three rifles were seized from the terrorists which were used in the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Shah informed that the three terrorists, Suleiman Shah, Gibran and Hamza Afghani, were successfully eliminated. He said Suleiman was an A-category terrorist who was deeply involved in the Pahalgam and Gagangir terror attacks. He added that intelligence agencies have substantial evidence of his role. Let's now go live to listen to the ongoing discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
अरे हमें पूछते थे मान्यवर अभी 25% बाकी
The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar in the House. As soon as the House met for the day, Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, but opposition members created ruckus, demanding discussion over various issues, including SIR in Bihar. The Deputy Chairman said he has received 24 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected citing ruling. Amid noisy scenes, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Both Houses of Parliament today lauded chess player Divya Deshmukh for winning the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025. In the Rajya Sabha, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Divya Deshmukh has made the nation proud by winning the tournament. He said she has displayed remarkable skill and resilience at a young age and her journey is an inspiration for the young generation. In the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla praised Divya Deshmukh, saying the entire nation is elated at her win. He also expressed happiness that both the finalists of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup were Indian women. The death toll of Kanwariyas who died in a road accident in Deoghar district of Jharkhand today has increased to 6, while 24 injured persons are being treated at Sadar Hospital and AIIMS Deoghar. Deputy Commissioner Deoghar Naman Priyesh Lakra said the accident took place early morning at 5:30. Four Kanwariyas died on the spot during a head-on collision between a bus and a truck near Jamunia Chowk in Mohanpur block on the Deoghar Hasdiha road. The bus had 32 Kanwariyas and was going to Deoghar to offer prayers in Baba Baidyanath Dham temple during the holy month of Shravan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who lost their lives in a road accident in Jharkhand's Deoghar today. Mr. Modi also wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed globally on the 29th of July every year to preserve tigers' natural habitats and raise public awareness and support for conservation efforts worldwide. On the occasion of Global Tiger Day, Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav highlighted India's remarkable success in tiger conservation. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav mentioned that with 58 reserves and 3,682 tigers, the country has emerged as an example for the world in tiger conservation. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR, slated for launch tomorrow, will begin this afternoon at 14:10 hours IST. NISAR is the first joint satellite mission of the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and US's National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. And with that, we end this news bulletin.